Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Is this your place?
No,
I live with my mom.
Oh.
Yeah. You hungry? Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
Chaz, I think I'm okay. I had a bite right before I came over. Thank you.
The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
How do you kick them out of your house? Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station. Last chance to win $1,000 at 9:16 this morning. Our way of saying thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. So this story comes out of New York. A frustrated couple are taking their own 30-year-old son to court after trying and failing to get him to leave their house. Mark and Christina Rotondo of Camillus, New York?
Camillus.
Say their son does not pay rent or help out around the house, so they've had it. Over the past 3 months, they have given him 5 written notices to move out, but he has ignored their orders. And Barstool Sports, it was actually the Daily Mail, got their hands on some of these letters.
It's amazing. This is just amazing.
February 2nd, Michael, yep. After a discussion with your mother, we have decided that you must leave this house immediately. You have 14 days to vacate. You will not be allowed to return. We will take whatever actions are necessary to enforce this decision.
So they gave him a 14-day notice. They didn't even wait the full 14 days for the second letter to arrive. They only waited 11.
Ooh.
They didn't even give him the 14 days.
Is that illegal?
I would think it is. I mean, I don't know how binding these notices are, these emails, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But the second email was a bit more to the point, because instead of Michael, comma, as the header of the letter, it said Michael Joseph Rotondo,
uh-oh,
comma. Yeah, they went full first, middle, and last on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that's when you're in trouble. And they write, "You're hereby evicted from 408 Weatheridge Drive, effective immediately. You have heretofore?"
Heretofore? I don't know.
What does that even mean?
Like going forward, from here henceforth.
Well, they used it wrong then, because it says, "You have heretofore been our guest, and there's no lease agreement that gives you any right to stay here without our consent. On the advice of our lawyer, who clearly gave him that word, heretofore."
Yeah.
Oh, before now is what that is. Sorry.
"We have decided to grant you up to 30 days from the date shown above to remove your possessions. A legal enforcement will be instituted immediately if you do not leave by 15 March 2008. They must be from Europe. Nobody writes the dates like that in the U.S.
They initially tried to get him evicted, learned that since he's a family member, he would have to be removed from their home through an ejectment proceeding. The couple and their son are scheduled to appear in court. They were scheduled to appear in court yesterday for a hearing over the matter. In a response to these legal documents, quote, wink, wink, legal, Michael, who turns 31 in July and is acting as his own lawyer, of course.
Of course he is.
Says his parents have not given him a reason why he's being kicked out or enough time to find a new place. He claims in his response that in the 8 years he's lived with his parents, he has never been expected to contribute to household expenses or assisted with chores and the maintenance of the premises and claims this is simply a component of his living agreement. He also cited a court precedent which says he needs 6 months' notice to be kicked out through an ejectment action.
I love a good ejectment action.
Yes, we all
do. They're giving him money. "Hey, Michael, here's $1,100 from us so you can find a place to stay. Some advice." They give him like a list of 4 things. "If you need help finding a place, your mother's offered to help you. Here's, you know, some tools. Here's, I don't know, more money. You can take the car.
I know a lot of people, the easy thing and obvious thing and right thing to first respond with is to call this kid a loser.
No.
He's a mooch loser. But the fan text is already calling out the parents.
Yes, as they should be called out.
I feel bad for the
parents. The parents?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
No.
You got to crack the whip. You enabled it.
Oh, for not doing it sooner.
You enabled it.
Okay, yeah. All right, I can understand that.
Man, my dad has always been like this. So, like, there's two things. Number one, he'll never, ever let me pick up the bill out at dinner. He'll actually get offended. He'll get very offended. He thinks it's his duty. That's what he loves that
it
word.
It is, and you should stop trying.
Yeah, I'm not trying. I don't really. I've done it like I've tried twice.
I've never once tried. I never will. I'll try when they. Well, they're already retired. I'll never try. It's their duty, and I'll pick up for my kids.
But the other thing he always believed is, and now look, everyone. Yes, this is a fantastic job that we have. It's a dream job. We don't have to sweat. We don't have to do any actual work. But it was not a dream job for the first 6 or 7 years.
Or nine.
Or nine with some people. My first 5 years in a podunk town of 10,000 people, I was making $20,000, $19,000 for 5 years. Well, guess what? I had to live at home.
Yeah, I lived at home.
I didn't have any choice. Mm-hmm. When I, you know, went out of college and then you come back, you have to rely on them heavily. You can't live off of $19,000 for a 5 year span. So the door was always open. My father, he would rather be in the ground than kick me out of the house.
Yeah, I know.
Now, there's a difference here. I was trying. I'm sending out resumes nonstop all over the place. But a lot of people in broadcast journalism, you have to live with the parents longer than I think other fields.
Oh, no, there's no doubt. I mean, you know.
You might have me beat.
Yes. I lived at home until I got engaged. So okay. I was 27.
I tell people that all the time. If you want to get into this business, make sure you got a situation where you can work for 3 years part-time on this money and have a second job as well.
Yeah.
Because that's oftentimes what it takes.
Yes.
That's kind of the sad reality of it. Hell, you might still need a second job even when you get a full-time job.
Or the support system.
Well, the support system, you know, they paid for, like, you know, obviously the rent, but they also paid for my gas.
Yeah.
Everything else is on me. And then, I was really reliant on gambling.
Oh.
Very reliant on gambling.
So, I think of my dad when it comes, like, man, how are you going to kick out your blood?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to sit there and just, you know, I wish I had, you know, that type of backbone to think I'd be able to do it. Of, all right, it's time for you to go. You got to get. Now, if the bum is not going to try to get a job or pick up a finger around the house.
Well, now, he did say he had a business. He would not elaborate. The quote, my business is my business.
This guy's awesome. You'll never get. Have you seen a photo of this guy?
By the way.
Cat?
No.
Yeah, oh my God. That's the other part.
Does he look how you would think?
All right. Yes. He looks exactly how you would think. Oh, I'm going to show you a photo
I'm
of him.
Dying to see
I'm going to show you a photo of him right now. He has big, giant beard, super long hair. He's wearing a black suit with a burgundy shirt.
Let me see it. Like, one of the dumbest things I agree with, we always, oh, yeah.
That shirt's straight out of 97.
That's like a young Ted Nichols Payne, our engineer.
Yep, that is straight out of 97, shirt.
One of the dumbest things I've always disagreed with, like, and my dad always say, it's in this country. Like, all the Americans stick to this. They believe it. And I agree with my dad. When you're 18, you're an adult. See you later. We're waving.
Oh, that's
crazy.
That
is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. It's so stupid. How many people, first off, even at 21, like I would argue, first off, no one can be classified, I don't think, as an adult at 18. That's dumb. We should change like the legal label of that, the societal label.
40.
So now
I'm not even an adult. I'm serious. I'm not an adult. 40 what? Years old.
I still want to punish 18-year-olds for adult crimes. So that's why they're designated as adults.
Well, if you hit somebody, yeah, okay, that's fine. But to think that everyone can just fly into society and take care of themselves in their own apartment with their own rent, with their own car payment, with their own cell phone payment by an 18, and a lot of American households have that belief and that principle of, oh, you're 18, see you later. We'll take care of the college. As soon as the college is done,
it's ridiculous.
See you later. Isn't that dumb?
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. You're not an adult at 18. I wasn't. I made bad decisions, plenty of them, which is why I don't believe in trying 18-year-olds as adults, because they're more susceptible to bad decisions. It's just, you know, why you would want your kick your kid out at 18 or 21 years old. It doesn't teach them a life lesson. It teaches them debt. It's all it teaches.
Yes.
Okay. It teaches them how to be broke.
So that's where I feel bad.
Taught how to be broke.
That's where I feel bad for these parents. Yes, they've enabled the kid. Yes, they haven't cracked down. How you going? Hey, kick out your own blood. Put them on the street.
Yeah, but they are paying for everything. I'll give them this family this credit on this email. If you get your vehicle off the property and it can't be repaired, we'll pay for it to be repaired. We'll pay for you to get off the property. We'll pay for everything.
Yeah.
So they're kicking in cash.
Yeah.
But they're a bit much.
What are we seeing on the Autoflex CC fan text? We gotta have a ton of stories about stuff like this.
Oh, people are coming in. What kind of bum will not move out of his parents' house? Probably someone who plays Fortnite or something.
Looking over in the conference room to a member of the G-Bag Nation. My brother lived at home for a couple of years, but my parents made him put the equivalent amount of rent into a savings account each month. Now he has the down payment for a house.
That's brilliant. Brilliant move.
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, you know, if you live at home long enough and you have a decent job, you could buy your first house cash. You know, maybe not in this market, but if you live at home long enough.
The ultimate benefit to living at home is the massive amount of money you're able to save in that short term. If you're not taking advantage of that, then you're really screwing up the entire process, in my opinion, because that's what I used it for. When I was there for 2 or 3 years, I was like, all right, not paying rent. So stockpile it so that you can put a down payment.
How long did Michelle live with her parents and why?
Until we were married. Until we were married, which was she got married at the age of 27. You're going to be 30.
So why? Was it because of finances or attachment?
It was
more of a cultural thing?
I would say it was more cultural thing. Finances definitely helped, but I would say that decision was much more cultural because both of her brothers got to live on campus and then came back home to live home, and they're still living at home.
And how many of these parents, would you guess that the majority of parents want the kids to stay?
There's some. I think there are many that do.
Yeah.
I mean, some would say
Michelle's parents wanted her there.
Yeah. I mean, some parents, and I'm not.
Like, my mom would have me move back in today.
Yeah, about any individual ones that I know. But I know, like, in talking to some parents, they're like, well, you know, if the kids leave, then all of a sudden, like, my meaning of life is gone. What has driven my life for the last 18 years? I hardly know my husband anymore. I hardly know my wife anymore.
Yeah.
The kids were what was keeping us together. So I could see some people, like, adjusting to that, the empty nesters. But by and large, I mean, yeah, get them out and get them off your payroll. That's my goal.
My DFW mother, Dan Bailey's mom, just sent me the message. We pick up the tab. Let your dad pick up the tab. Part of parents taking care of their kids.
Oh,
so,
Mama Bailey.
I love this woman.
Love it, love it, love it, love it.
I love this woman so much.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.